Good afternoon, Rebecca.
Why were the hearings canceled today?
Well, during the course of the inquest, some witnesses testified under oath that there was another investigation that had never been disclosed to the coroner in the course over the last 3 years as this was inquest was being prepared. So our investigating coroner got onto that and was able to track down that, in fact, there'd been a very extensive scientific investigation done out of a firm in Seattle called Case Forensics. However, when we contacted them, we were told that they actually had been retained by the law firm of Roper Grail, who are the Lakeland Mills lawyers. So when we tried to access that information, the law firm claimed that it was privileged information and it couldn't be accessed. After a lot of discussions, and that's part of some of the delays that happened, we had a lot of legal discussions about it, and finally the lawyer agreed that at least the coroner could interview the firm, the forensic scientists, and so that was done. One of our coroners did a very lengthy interview with them, and then the question was whether there was anything there that was material and relevant for the inquest. Some of the lawyers thought it wasn't, but the coroner reviewed it all and came to the conclusion that this was very important information, that it was very, very, very relevant and very important for the jury to have it and for the public.
And why is it only coming to light now?
Because it was never disclosed. Nobody ever disclosed that this was done. It was done on behalf of the law firm, and that's not uncommon, Rebecca. Law firms often will hire their own investigators, so there's nothing sort of wrong here. It's quite common, especially where there may be litigation involved. But the fact that we never were told about it is problematic because it's coming up at the last minute.
Mm-hmm. We know
so,
there have...
What the coroner did was said she agreed that this was very, very important information, that the public ought to have it. But on the other hand, she also agreed that legally it was privileged. So what the coroner did then was to ask the lawyers to think this over the weekend and see if they would agree to waive the privilege so that information could be available to everybody.
Are you able to tell me why this information is so relevant or what's in there?
Well, I can't really, because it was disclosed on the basis that it was only disclosed to the coroner so that she could decide if it was important. All I can say is that she made a ruling in the court today. Some of the lawyers said it wasn't, but she made a ruling that, in her opinion, this was very important information that was contained.
And the information is different than the other investigations? I mean, we have the RCMP, we have WorkSafe, we have the BC Safety Authority. Yeah. There are lots of other investigations already.
Yes. All I can say is that if it wasn't necessary... the coroner has to decide, is it relevant, is it necessary? And she decided that the information that was shared with her, in her opinion, that this was really necessary. I can't tell you any of the content, mm-hmm. because at this point it's privileged.
Right. And what does that mean exactly?
What does privilege mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, under the Coroner's Act, it means it's not admissible in court. It's not admissible in the inquest. The Act specifically says that any information, it's not admissible in court if it is protected by any privilege.
Who gives that privilege, though?
Pardon?
Who gives that privilege, though?
Well, the privilege is owned in this case by the law firm and perhaps Lakeland Mills.
How do they get that privilege? I guess that's where I'm confused.
Well, there are certain types of privilege that the law recognizes. One is what's called solicitor-client privilege, and that was mentioned by the lawyer that was one of the bases. There's also something called litigation privilege. So if a lawyer prepares some information for a court case, that creates a privilege. And both of those were mentioned in court. And once that privilege is raised... the coroner decided that, yes, if this was a court, it would be privileged. But the problem is this is not a court. No one's on trial. There's no liability found in this case. This is an inquiry to disclose everything to the public, what happened, and to make sure that nobody else dies.
So, I mean, none of this will result in criminal charges. So is it surprising that the Lakeland Mill would want this information private and under this privilege?
Well, I can't comment on what their view of it is or why they would want to use the privilege or not. But they have agreed, the lawyer agreed, that he would think about it over the weekend and get instructions from his clients as to whether they would waive the privilege.
What do you think it says if they don't?
Well, that's the next step. I'm optimistic. I hope that with sober second thought, they'll be willing to share this, because I think the public interest in the protection of workers is so vital and so important that I'm optimistic that they will do that.
Testimony was actually supposed to finish up today. How much further behind schedule does this hiccup put us?
Well, if I really can't tell you what will happen if it is disclosed, whether that will require another adjournment to review that material. But if everything had gone on schedule, I think we were only running a day or two behind. I think we would have probably finished the evidence on Tuesday if it had not been for this issue.
And now, do we know when it'll wrap up?
I can't tell you until after we find out what happens over the weekend.
Okay. Well, John Orr, thank you very much for this.
You're very welcome, Rebecca.